As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, that's exactly how he envisions it, of course. We're talking about hourly workers, and of course, when you work overtime in this country beyond 40 hours, you get time and a half, and the president's saying if you're one of those select hard workers that's really busting your rear end to try to make good in Kamala Harris's economy, then you should get a tax cut. And I think it fits fully, Margaret, with his entire tax agenda, which is we want American workers to get tax cuts under President Trump's policies, and we want to actually penalize companies that are shipping jobs overseas through tariffs. And Kamala Harris's tax policies are, in fact, the inversion of that. She wants to raise taxes on American workers and actually reward companies for shipping jobs overseas. So it is a really stark contrast between the agenda of Donald Trump and of Kamala Harris.
So J.D. Vance there, the vice presidential candidate on the Donald Trump ticket, is talking about that new moment, that new thing that we've heard from President Trump about not taxing overtime. We've heard he doesn't want to tax tips. I'm sure very soon Kamala Harris also will not want to tax overtime. Let's get to a man who's advising Donald Trump on economics, has before and continues to now to do now. Steve Moore is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, we continue to hear specific plans from the Trump administration on how he's going to give this economy back to the American people. What do you think about his latest comment on overtime?
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. I think it's an interesting idea. I haven't looked through the whole ramifications of it, but I think the idea of giving a little bit of a raise to people who work hard. You know, my first job was working in a warehouse in outside of Chicago. And I was making $4 an hour, so that tells you how old I am. But, so I tried to get as much overtime as I could so I could make $6 an hour, so I can get the time and a half. But then you're penalized because you pay a higher tax rate, you know, as your income goes up. And I think Trump is onto something here with saying, well, maybe we shouldn't tax that extra time that people put in for the extra hours. I think it's that clip you just played. You know, Trump is always thinking about the working class, you know, and how you can make life better for people who've been really singed by, Biden's policies. They're the people who've suffered the most from Biden inflation. You know, the average family's lost about 4% of their income in real terms since Biden's come into office. So this is a good way to maybe give them a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And I, for one, appreciate hearing new ideas from the Trump administration. When Kamala Harris is asked in a local Pennsylvania interview.
She has a plan. Wait. Hold on. She's got a plan. Don't you know that?
What is
it? She told us. She's got a plan.
I don't understand.
We don't quite know what
her.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a plan.
That's the problem.
And look, I thought, you know, you and I haven't talked since the debate.
Yeah.
And look, I think Trump can do better than that. I think it was, you know, he was fine, but I know he could really deliver, more, you know, much more punchier statements. But I thought his best statement of the night, Annie, was his last statement, his closing argument. And he said, all we've heard from in this debate is Kamala with all these, the new plan, and we've got these great ideas for this and that. And he said, you guys have been in power for 4 years. Why haven't you done it? And it's a great line. I mean, does anybody think, Kamala's going to come in with this new agenda? What is this absurd statement? We're going to turn the page? I hope we turn the page from Bidenomics. It's been a disaster.
We're speaking with Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation. I encourage you to check him out and the hotline that he sends out every day. I enjoy getting that. It keeps me up to speed on the details of what needs to happen with our economics. Donald Trump continues to push out these positions on the economy. We don't really hear specifics, details from Kamala Harris, but we do know that the Fed is meeting here shortly, and we might see some rate cuts this week, Wednesday. I'm wondering what you expect to happen, what you hope will happen, and what that will mean for the American people.
Well, I think you could justify a quarter percentage point rate reduction in interest rates right now. Inflation has come down, but you know those higher prices are still in the system, as you know. I mean, everything's still 20 to 25% more expensive, thanks to Biden, which is a big bite out of people's purchasing power. But I guess I would be in favor if I, you know, as you may know, I was nominated by Trump to be on the Federal Reserve Board. I didn't make it through the process. But if I were on the board, I think I'd probably vote for a quarter point reduction. But look, here's the point. Our problems are not monetary right now. I mean, right now we have inflation pretty, you know, it's still a little too high, but it's come down. The problem is we've got a completely out of control regulatory process, government spending and debt. I don't know if you saw the news that we're now looking like this year we're going to probably borrow $2.1 trillion in 1 year in what's supposed to be a healthy economy. Why would we be doing that? I mean, it's one thing to borrow when you have a war or a pandemic, but why are we borrowing so much money now? That's a cancer cell in our economy. In the meanwhile, Kamala is talking about a $4.6 trillion tax increase. I'm here to tell you, I mean, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever you are, that's going to completely destroy the American economy. A $4.6 trillion economy and a tax on our businesses, investors, and small businesses and our American companies. I mean, that's a plan that it sounds like Vladimir Putin came up with that to try to destroy the United States.
You know, I want to ask you about a detail that you just said there, because you kind of highlighted how people are told that this is supposed to be a good economy, but it's not doing what a good economy should do. I'm told regularly by Trump naysayers that we're not paying attention to how good the actual economy is. Wages are up and they're saying inflation is down and, you know, life is good. And then they always add that caveat on our economy is great compared to other nations. Why is the economy great and it's not able to be felt by the American people?
Yeah, well, look, you got two out of three Americans who have consistently said for last 3.5 years that they think the country's going in the wrong direction and they think the economy's going in the wrong direction. And so, you know, they can, all the political pundits can say what they want. It doesn't matter what I say or what you say or what, you know, Kamala Harris says. People know. They know. They look at those kitchen table issues. They see that they're having a hard time paying their bills. They see that, the inflation is making everything they buy more expensive. They wonder whether they can take a vacation this year. They wonder if they can buy the Christmas gifts they wanted to because, you know, their incomes have fallen so much. So, we want this election. Let me be loud and clear about this. We want this election to be a referendum on the economy. And if the American people think that for the listeners of this, you think the economy is going well, you think 4 more years is a good idea, then vote for Kamala, because that's what she's going to give you, 4 more years of this.
Last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Steve Moore. We're always grateful to have him on here. How quickly will the American people be able to feel the economic impact of a second term of Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a funny question, because I've been telling people, look, I think it's going to be we're going to hit the ground running. Day one. I mean, we are so ready. and we're going to repeal by virtually all of Biden's, you know, ridiculous regulations, his green energy crap. We're going to start drilling for every barrel of oil we've got. We're going to start to, you know, provide pay raises for American workers. We're going to conquer the inflation rate. I think it's going to be immediate. I think within 3 months, we're going to have this economy turned around. I really do. By the way, I have, before we I go, I wanted to let you know one of the first announcements to you, which is that I have a book coming out with Arthur Laffer, the most famous economist in the world. And the title of the book is The Trump Economic Miracle. And it has all the data and statistics about what's happening, you know, what happened under Trump and what's happened. It's a kind of compare and contrast between his 4 years in office and these 4 years in office. So it'll be out probably on Amazon, available within a matter of a few days. Oh. And guess who wrote the foreword to the book?
Who?
Guess.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Whoa.
He did.
You're the only person who quizzes me like this, and I am so excited.
All right,
when I get one more quiz. Oh boy.
Are you ready for this second quiz?
No.
All right.
Let's go.
The original title of the book was called Trumponomics 2.0, but somebody told us they didn't like that title, and they thought it would be a better title to call it The Trump Economic Miracle. You know who that was?
Donald Trump.
You're two for two.
Yes! That's like being in Sunday school and answering the question Jesus when you don't know the answer.
You're the know-it-all who's always raising their hand and saying, I know, Donald Trump. But anyway, because people, it's just a paperback, but I think for people who want to know the truth about the economy, they should get that book, The Trump Economic Miracle, available in 10 days.
Well, we are going to promote that here when we have you on and in between as well. I'm going to read it, Steve Moore. Thanks for giving us the tip on that. We appreciate you.
Okay. Take care. Have a great week.
All right. Bye-bye. You made it sound like that was trying to Google the answers over here. And it's like so fresh and new that there's not a whole lot out there, or they're suppressing it. But seriously, Steve Moore is the only person who will ask me, people in interviews will ask rhetorical questions. And so I just sit and pause and wait, but he just also waits and it makes me super nervous, but I feel so good when I get the question right.
Listen, in the future.
Yeah.
Just say Donald Trump.
I'm going to.
No matter the question.
Like I said, in Sunday school, I went to a Lutheran school, so it kind of applied there too. Highly recommend. If someone asks you a question, you're like, Jesus? And they're like, that's always the answer. But I asked you a math question.
How much did inflation fall in quarter one? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, man. And then you guys say it like that. I was talking to one of our coworkers before, a little bit about politics, but they have nothing to do with politics. And I just know this person personally, have known him for a long time. And I told him, he's like, is it possible that I really like Donald Trump and am really frustrated with him at the same time? I'm like, it's probable. It's not possible. It's probable. I think that's the way a lot of Americans feel. And I think it's important that you talk about it, that you can say, in spite of X, Y, and Z, whatever your concerns are with the man, how in the world could you vote in your own best interest and cast a ballot for Kamala Harris? Somebody make that make sense, because I don't think that you can do it without talking about Donald Trump. And if the response is, I have to talk about Donald Trump because Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy, so we have to make sure we do whatever we can to keep him out of office, which is a phrase that you hear a lot and is very frustrating, then you're telling me that it doesn't matter at all anything that Kamala Harris stands for. You would accept everything solely because Kamala Harris isn't Donald Trump. And I just say, my apologies, but that is an incredibly ignorant point of view. Which is why I keep telling Ryan he should vote for Trump, but
I'm on the fence.
Super stubborn.
I'm on the fence, but the only reason I'm considering Kamala is I think Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And when mm-hmm. I say that to people like you...
I hope people are tuning in for the first time right now. Go on.
When I say it to people like you, you challenge me mm-hmm. and you say, what exactly are you looking forward to about Kamala Harris? And mm-hmm. I say, well, her joy. Mm-hmm. And then you say, here's the best question that you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you so afraid that Donald Trump's going to do in this next 4 years that mm-hmm. he didn't do before? And I don't really know the answer to that question.
It's where he struggles.
Yeah, as a Kamala supporter, who was a Biden supporter, by the way, I'm only transferring support to Kamala because I was riding with Biden.
Yeah. Now you got a decision to make.
That's a big question.
Which is very impactful for a man of your age now, because your Social Security income here is, you know, in the brink.
I feel as if that was an age-related joke.
No, I'm
because
just,
of my birthday.
I am very respectful of my...
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Elders.
Tell you what. You're about a year and a half younger than me.
That's not even true.
And I bet both of us have already gotten AARP materials in the mail.
I never have.
You haven't?
No, but my husband has. Who is a year older than me? And I didn't even show it to him. Is it a missed opportunity? No, it was a choice.
It's ridiculous. I don't think we can be in AARP until you're what, 60? Maybe 55?
50s.
Something like that. But I'm 43. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any today.
It's my favorite number.
Why?
It's my basketball number. It's always been my favorite number.
Oh, great.
I have this thing when I'm coaching sports with the kids, like who's going to get the ball first, who's going to go first, whatever. I always like pick a number 1 through and then some random number. It's 43 every time.
And they still haven't picked it up?
Not many of them. My daughter, I always like pick the kid who's going to do it. I would do this when my husband, if I was helping coach something boys in grade school years ago. And I never pick my kid. And there are a couple who have caught onto it. And I just pick other people. By the end of the season, you'd think they'd all know. Just pick 43, but they don't.
Mine's always 16. You know why? Brett Hull.
We went Blues. That's not a bad reason. All right,
he was the star in my formative years.
We're going to celebrate Ryan Wiggins for the rest of the show after we talk to Joe Concha. We're going to celebrate Joe Concha first.
Well, I'm going
to
leave then.
Joe Concha is going to talk, and you know what a Joe Concha interview sounds like.
Yeah.
The words per minute.
High flying.
Off the charts. Joe Concha is going to react to the media coverage of assassination attempt number 2 on Donald Trump when we come back. So buckle up. We'll be right back.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.